government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
The alternative media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, December 3rd, 2016. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I have got a lot of news and information that I want to share tonight. Not sure if we're going to be taking any phone calls. We're not until I go through all this information. So there's a lot that I want to share. This past week, I have really immersed myself in the study of this Pizzagate scandal. And I know if you go to Snopes.com, it says that it's a hoax created by conspiracy theorists. And we're going to investigate that a little bit tonight, and you can judge for yourself. The website, thealternativemedia.com, if you go there, I've got a lot of different videos on the subject, and I encourage you, if you're looking to kind of sift through some of the best, those are right there. And we'll be getting into this here shortly. Also, Dr. Patrick Slattery did an interview this week with Eric Stryker of Daily Stormer on the same subject. And I was going to have the doctor join me tonight, but instead, third hour, I'm going to play the interview. So we're going to cover a lot of the Pizzagate topic tonight. If it's new to you, if no one has really delved deep into it, then I think you will find this very, very interesting. It should be of no surprise to anyone, especially listening to this broadcast. I used to, when I was, I guess, a little more naive than I am now, somewhat be shocked at the homosexuality and pedophilia that was rampant in our politicians and, of course, the Hollywood movie industry and music. But not anymore. Not anymore. Not after looking into this past week and reading just a ton of information, not only about what goes on here in America, but what goes on in the rest of the world. It is, there is a cabal of satanic pedophiles at the very core of a lot of this planet's problems, no doubt. And we're going to be getting into that. The website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And to get us started, I've got a video that's going to lay out just a little bit of the a groundwork here, just a little bit of the basics about how this all came about. So we're going to go ahead and play that right now.
What we know about Pizzagate so far. Let's begin by going over some background, how it started. John Podesta clicked on a phishing scam email sent to him by hackers and unwittingly handed over his password to them. The hackers then handed over Podesta's emails to WikiLeaks, and they verified their authenticity before releasing them in the run-up to the 2016 U.S. election. Who is John Podesta? John Podesta was Hillary Clinton's head of campaign during this 2016 election. He also worked closely with President Barack Obama and President Bill Clinton during their times in office. His brother, Tony Podesta, who was also involved in this scandal, was recently listed as one of Washington, D.C.'s most powerful people by GQ magazine. And here you see John Podesta with Hillary Clinton, with the Pope, with Bill Clinton, and with Obama. He's clearly someone who has a lot of influence in the political world. What happened next? Volunteers on Twitter, Reddit, and 4chan sifted through emails and uncovered some emails that looked suspicious. First signs of the suspicious activity were emails that appeared to contain some kind of code relating to pizza and other food items. Things blew up when the infamous spirit cooking email from Marina Abramovich to Tony Podesta was uncovered. I'll speak more about that later. Let's take a look at the code in the emails. The code appears to be hot dog equals boy, pizza equals girl, cheese equals little girl, pasta equals little boy, ice cream equals male prostitute, walnuts or nuts equals person of color, map equals semen, and sauce equals orgy. Here's a quote from one of the emails. The realtor found a handkerchief. I think it has a map that seems pizza related. So this is one of the very strange emails that appears to be coded and which first got us curious about what on earth they were talking about. And it's from Susan Sandler to John Podesta. And you can see the WikiLeaks email number at the bottom there, so you can go and look it up if you want. Do you think I'll do better playing dominoes on cheese than on pasta? Another email sent from someone from the Sandler Foundation to John Podesta in the WikiLeaks email 50332. So again, this appears to be some kind of code. I mean, would you ever say anything like this to anyone you know? Do you think I'll do better playing dominoes on cheese than on pasta? And it appears that the word dominoes perhaps means something like BDSM that involves domination. That's what we're speculating. So again, cheese means little girl and pasta means little boy. Another email, Obama spent about $65,000 flying in pizza / dogs from Chicago for a private party at the White House. When you start thinking about this, this doesn't make any sense at all. Who on earth would fly in pizza and hot dogs from another state? Who on earth would spend $65,000 on pizza and hot dogs? And why on earth would Obama be feeding his guests pizza and hot dogs? Wouldn't they have some kind of way fancier food that can be prepared by chefs and things there? And apparently they don't import food into the White House anyway because it's a security risk. All of the food is prepared on site. So again, it does appear to be code words. Why would this even be a topic of interest in email? And if you do a search and look this email up, you'll also find that the response seemed to imply prostitution. So it does appear that these are code words for some kind of prostitution. And if we look at the code words, pizza equals girls and hot dogs equals boys. I will be sacrificing a chicken in the backyard to Moloch. Cheryl Mills emailed this to Hillary Clinton. So what's a chicken code word for? Well, in gay slang, chicken is code word for an underage boy, and Moloch is the god associated with child sacrifice. So go figure. I will be sacrificing a chicken in the backyard to Moloch. These are the kind of weird emails that first got us asking questions when we were digging through WikiLeaks. Interestingly enough, the founder of Twitter, called Jack, also seems to use similar codes and also talk about Satanism. He wrote, "Making the good pasta, reading through some amazing parts of the satanic verses, the golden threads begin to intertwine." I mean, what does this mean? Is he literally just telling us that he's making pasta while reading satanic verses? Or is this some kind of inside joke or coded message that he's sending out? He sent this in 2006. And remember again, pasta is code for little boy. So, talking about Satanism, this brings us to Marina Abramovich's invitation that she sent to Tony Podesta. So who is Marina Abramovich? She calls herself a performance artist. She's close to many celebrities and politicians. Ex-Satanists and occult experts have stated that her work is clearly inspired by Luciferian worship and Aleister Crowley, a famous Satanist's work. Her spirit cooking recipes involve consuming concoctions of bodily fluids. In one of her recipes, she instructs women to put a live fish inside their vagina overnight to prepare it for use in a love potion. This is the woman who invited Tony Podesta and John Podesta and their wives to her house to take part in spirit cooking via email. I've done an entire video on this, if you'd like.
21 minutes long. You can find it on thealternativemedia.com. This gives you a little bit of the history and just the tip of the iceberg. If you think the sacrificing a chicken to Moloch, if you think the whole fish thing is some of the sickest or weirdest, it's not. Trust me. It only gets more bizarre as you look into this story, and we're going to be going through some of it here shortly. And I've got a couple of sources that I wanted to mention that I'm going to be reading from. The Last American Vagabond.com has done a great job kind of breaking.
Hello.
This.
So some more pictures.
I've also got an article Dave Hodges wrote, The Common Sense Show. I'm going to be reading some from it. Before assessing the specifics of Pizzagate, it's important for us first to understand that there have been many, many high-profile cases of child pedophilia, as well as satanic occult rituals at the upper echelons of power before this current Pizzagate scandal even broke. Most important, it is crucial to note that these cases of pedophilic smuggling rings have never surfaced without heavy affiliations to occultism and are often heavily linked to drugs or drug smuggling. Some of the most prevalent cases are include the Dutroux affair, the Franklin scandal. There's some great videos on YouTube if you don't know about the Franklin scandal. The Presidio military base abuse scandal, the False Memoirs Syndrome Foundation, the McMartin preschool abuse case, the Finders scandal. It goes on and on. And as with any research, this is only the tip of the iceberg, as many other people and institutions are involved in this disturbing practice of child pedophilia and smuggling. Some of the prominent people involved include the famous media mogul Jimmy Savile, who's specialized and socialized with royalty. He was knighted by both the Queen and the Pope. He died and... it all came out. He'd been a pedophile in Great Britain, a TV presenter for like well over 30 years. Actually, Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols exposed him as a sex pervert in the late 70s, and no one believed him. The Penn State assistant football coach, Jerry Sandusky, you'll remember that story. This is a big one. The elite financial investment mogul Jeffrey Epstein, who we'll discuss further. There are also high-profile cultures like Hollywood and the Vatican and implications even from West Point Academy. I mean, it just goes on and on. There's been Hollywood stars like Corey Feldman, Elijah Wood that's come out. Of course, Kathy O'Brien. So there's so much information on this, it just blows your mind. But to get started, one of the epicenters of this investigation has to do with this pizzeria in Washington, D.C. called Comet Ping Pong. Now, the owner of this pizza place is James Alefantis, and hopefully I think that's Alefantis, A-L-E-F-A-N-T-I-S, who happened to be, now listen to this, he owns this little pizza place, this weird pizza place, but he's ranked 49th in the top 50 most powerful people in Washington, D.C.'s GQ magazine, James Alefantis. Now, his ex-boyfriend is David Brock, and he's the founder of the liberal media watchdog group Media Matters for America and the pro-Hillary super PAC, Correct the Record. Brock has also been described by Time magazine as one of the most influential operatives in the Democratic Party. Interestingly, George Soros has contributed sizable amounts of funds to these PACs chaired by James Alefantis. Soros is also a major financier to Media Matters. Alefantis and Brock, for what it's worth, also seem to be caught in some mysterious blackmail love triangle that has embroiled them prior to this Pizzagate allegations. Now, Comet Ping Pong this pizzeria place, which has all this occult symbolism in its sign out front, is interesting for a variety of reasons. Firstly, many prominent Democrats held fundraisers there, such as Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. They go physically down to this weird pizza joint that is caters to children. It caters to children. But it's not even open during the day. It's open in the evening and way into the late hours of the night. Now, all of this is just odd that some small pizza shop, supposedly a family location that's child-friendly, this has all sparked all this further research, which has led to the discovery of Comet Ping Pong's Instagram page, which has some incredibly strange pictures and comments that are highly suggestive of child pedophilia, as well as torture rooms. Yeah, you heard that right. Hidden chambers hidden beneath the area. Abandoned subway tunnels have been reportedly confirmed beneath the area. Now, their Instagram account has since went private, but many of the pictures were archived by researchers. And there's all of this strange artwork. Now, you'll have to look at the YouTube videos to see some of this, but there's all this strange artwork that's on the walls at this Comet Ping Pong. And even the flyers that they sent out have these very strong, suggestive sexual themes, grotesque, vulgar, occultic, which again is very, very weird for a place that's supposedly suitable for children and boasts of an all ages claim underneath the artwork that's on these flyers. And they also have concerts there with these bands that are all pizza oriented. Everything's pizza oriented. And they serve alcohol late into the night at this place supposedly made for kids. Some of the other points of interest include Majestic Ape, Amanda Kleinman, who regularly performs there. She has references to child pedophilia in her songs, and there are also pedophile symbols in Comet Ping Pong's brochures, which are straight out of the pedophile symbols outlined by the FBI. And we're talking about now where Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and you heard it right in the video, Barack Obama spent $65,000 with these questionable groups, supposedly buying pizza and hot dogs. And if you get into checking out the protocols, the White House, the reason they have a whole big chef staff there is for safety reasons. They don't want food shipped in for the president and his family to eat. So, I mean, I don't think you could even get enough people inside the White House to eat $65,000 worth of pizza and hot dogs. We're coming up on a break. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media Sphere. Back in moments.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio. The website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Now, there's a lot of videos right now on the website, and one was the one I was playing at the top of the show. The very one at the very top is Patrick Slattery discussing some of this same issue, and we'll be playing that for you in the third hour. So they hack Podesta's emails. WikiLeaks gets it. WikiLeaks lets loose these thousands and thousands of emails, and researchers are sifting through them. Now, granted, not mainstream media. Actually, Snopes says this is a hoax. The New York Times, Washington Post are running stories that this is the greatest example that they can find of fake news. And you judge for yourself. Think of it whatever you will. But I'm here to tell you, the more you look into this, the more bizarre it is, and it is. It's not a far stretch to believe that these career criminals and these sycophants. What else would they be doing? And if you look, and you know, I'm not going to have time to get into every bit of everything that I could possibly share in 3 hours here. But if you do some research into the artwork that John Podesta has in his house, it is just incredible. It is dead children. It is paintings of dead children at the bottom of pools, dead children out in fields. It's he's actually got a life-size statue that is an exact replica of one of the bodies that was found of Jeffrey Dahmer. I kid you not. I mean, it's just... It sounds so crazy, but apparently, sadly, it's all true. Now, the discovered coded language used within these Podesta emails appears to be one exclusively known by pedophiles. Now, I did not know this. I did not know this symbolism, this pedophile. pedophilic language. But you can go to the FBI's website. They actually have a page of this, and this is exactly what they are using, both in the language they're using, the text, the verbiage, and the symbolism. Now, this code uses food items such as pasta, cheese, pizza, ice cream to refer to child pedophilia. They also appear to be talking in handkerchief code, which is even listed in Wikipedia as a coded color system for sex, mostly stemming from underground homosexual movements of the 70s. This thing is rooted in the homosexual pedophilic history. Symbology is admittedly a slippery slope, and it's recommended that one be educated in the subject when trying to decipher some of these symbols and context. And I didn't know this, so I had to do some research as my for myself on this. And as one final point of consideration, the symbol of the pizza has become iconic in this case due to the FBI's known list of pedophiliac communication symbology. Case in point, Besta Pizza sign is accused of being a calling card that is identical of the FBI's Boy Lover logo, being a triangle with a specific style of squiggle. Comet Ping Pong's gimmick of having ping pong tables in the basement has also been suggested to be a somewhat symbolic of playing with children that may or may not be literally kept in the basement. Now, this is some of the speculation you might say, but here is the code words and what they stand for. Hot dog equals boy. Pizza equals girl. Cheese equals little girl. Pasta equals little boy. Ice cream, male prostitute. Walnut, person of color. Map equals semen. Sauce equals orgy. And here are some of the emails from John Podesta. I consider ice cream, its purchase, and its consumption a rather serious business. We can't just willy-nilly toss it around and about in casual references, especially linked with the word free. How about that for weird? Here's another one. Lo and behold, instead of pasta and wonderful sauces, it was a lovely, tempting assortment of cheeses. Yummy. I am waiting the return of my children and grandchildren so that we can demolish them. Weird. Here's one. Hi, John. The realtor found a handkerchief. I think it has a map that seems pizza related. Is it yours? They can send it if you want. I know you're busy, so feel free not to respond if it's not yours or if you don't want it. And it just goes on and on. There's so many of these weird emails using this type of language. And, you know, when you put together some of these people like Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire financier, who is he's a registered sex offender after being found guilty for soliciting prostitution from girls as young as 14. He's the owner of the private island near St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands called Little St. James, which is referred to as Orgy Island. This island is said to house girls as sex slaves in order to please many of the famous visitors. We'll continue talking about these sycophants on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Farron in the studio. I am running down the Pizzagate story and a list of these people implicated in this. It's just, I was looking through all my notes here. It'll take me 2 hours to go through all this probably, but I am using a couple of sources here. The LastAmericanVagabond.com wrote an excellent article really breaking this down. There's a buku of YouTube videos, and there are, I've got a lot of them on my website. There's way more than that. I mean, it's just exploding on the internet. Where you know, we have to be the media. Someone has to, because the mainstream media is not going to touch this with a 10-foot pole. Now again, Jeffrey Epstein, who owns his own island, and listen to this. Many famous people have come to the island. We're going to get to it. I'm not going to hold any names back. For this disturbing sort of exotic sexual getaway. Now, there's a bizarre temple located on this island that seems to have occult symbolism representing Moloch, which is the same occult symbol that is worshipped during the mock human sacrifices at Bohemian Grove. Some of the most famous visitors to this island, Bill Clinton, who is said to have ditched his Secret Service detail at least 26 times to ride on the Epstein private jet, often referred to as the Lolita Express. There have been several other prominent names connected to Jeffrey Epstein, such as Prince Andrew, Donald Trump, and Alan Dershowitz. He's quite a man of mystery and is said to only take on clients with at least $1 billion in net worth. How about that? Now, back to the Podestas, most people are aware of recent truths that have come to light about the corruption of the Clintons and their foundation due to all these leaked emails by WikiLeaks belonging to John Podesta. The Clinton campaign of 2016, points of interest concerning John Podesta is that he held a fundraiser at this Comet Ping Pong for President Obama, was also the chief of staff for Bill Clinton, and he joined in the spirit cooking with this Marina Abramovic numerous times. He is also extremely connected insider in Washington politics. Now, his brother is Tony Podesta, a super connected and immensely powerful D.C. lobbyist who was also the collector of some of this very dark and suggestive artwork that references some of everything from child abuse to pedophilia. Also seems to directly reference the likes of Jeffrey Dahmer. There's an article in Washington Life of guests going to his house and being absolutely shocked and disgusted at what they saw. Tony Podesta is also very fond of the lesser-known artist by the name Bojani Bajervic. I'll probably butchered that. And if you look at his art, it is just as deeply disturbing. There's over images of what can only be considered the beginnings of child sacrifice and torture. I mean, it's that's just what you see when you look at this. The Clinton Foundation, now, it has been exposed as being so corrupt, involved in pay-to-play operation that only helps cement aspects of insider politics, which seems to be pointing to a further operation of blackmail, pedophilia, and sex trafficking. They also have very close connections to Saudi Arabia, which is also known to have its own issues with child pedophilia at the highest levels of power. If you look into the spirit cooking with Marina Abramovic, it is just awash with nothing but occult symbolism, occult sacrament, various rituals. At the heart of everything that they do, this seems to be where their interest constantly stems from. They're using all type of bodily fluids in this type of spirit cooking that the Clintons and the Podestas and all of them were taking part in. Now, if you've never heard of it, the North American Man Boy Love Association, MAMBLA, begins to figure into this picture. In the past, one of their trademark phrases was sex before eight or it's too late. And this may be an attempt to remove the last perverted prohibition from our legal code as well as safeguards to protect our children. In July of 1990, a Nebraska grand jury was convened to hear allegations that Lawrence King Jr., then manager of the Franklin Community Federal Credit Union and a rising star in the Republican Party, along with prominent Washington lobbyists, had set up a child prostitution ring in which minors were transported around the country and forced to have sex with King. Other top officials, and according to victims who some alleged they were later harassed into recanting, said there was direct involvement of then Vice President George W. Bush. Herbert Walker Bush would have been vice president then. And there was a documentary film created about this, and it was pulled at the last minute. It's available on YouTube about the Franklin cover-up. It's unbelievable. Now, Nick Bryant wrote a book entitled The Franklin Scandal, which implicated Lawrence King in a child sex trafficking ring. And Bryant, too, implicated George Herbert Walker Bush as being part of the network of the elite using child sex slaves. King was actually invited to sing the national anthem at the 1984 Republican convention in Dallas. And he later went to prison, but it was moreover stealing the money from the bank that he was in charge of, rather than the vast sex ring that he was involved with. Now, Paul M. Rodriguez and George Archibald reported on June 29, 1989 in the Washington Times. They reported that a Washington, D.C. prostitution ring that had intimate connections with the White House all the way up to then President Herbert Walker Bush, male prostitutes had been given access to the White House and to in the article, it also cited evidence in which minors were abducted for use in child sex trafficking and were pimped out to the elite. Now, this was printed in the Washington Times, June 29, 1989. The claims were dismissed by authorities as fantasy. However, former Nebraska State Senator John DeCamp later investigated the claims and was horrified to learn that they were indeed legitimate. And George Herbert Walker was implicated in DeCamp's investigation. Now, I'm going through a little bit of the history. This is not Pizzagate related. This is prior to. But it's where it led as I started investigating this. It just more and more and more come to light. This is nothing new. And it's nothing that's confined just to the good old U.S. of A. Now, you may remember the D.C. madam, Deborah Palfrey. She was threatening to expose her client list after being arrested. And then later she was found dead after being suicided, despite the fact that she had complained of a contract being put out on her life. She had alleged implicating George Herbert Walker Bush during the investigation. And there is, that just covering her in that short amount of time really doesn't do it justice. Now, if we look over a little bit of the history in Hollywood, Michael Egan III, a former Hollywood actor, accused Bryant Singer, the producer of X-Men, of repeatedly raping him when he was a child. Egan alleges that the abuse took place at parties, in which he states that several young boys were sexually abused and held against their will. Charges such as these by child actors are now commonplace, but it seems that very few people take their allegations seriously. To survive in the world of sex trafficking, most embrace drugs and alcohol as a way to numb the pain as they become a sex object with no value. Now, did you know that, and everyone take this one with a grain of salt, because I don't think this organization has been around very long, and I don't think it has a whole lot of teeth, but actually, Queen Elizabeth was actually convicted on February 28, 2013, in the disappearance of 10 native children from the British Columbia Catholic Kamloops, which is a residential school, on October 10, 1964. I found it just incredible that actually she was linked to children's disappearance, and you've never heard anything about that before. Now, one of the most interesting, I did not know this story, and I should play the audio of what this lady had to say, but it's somewhat lengthy. Maybe I will do it at another time. But former Georgia State Senator Nancy Schaefer, she was an outspoken opponent of Child Protective Services. Schaefer authored an investigation in which, among other findings, revealed the following. The separation of families is growing as a business because local governments have grown accustomed to having taxpayer dollars to balance their ever-expanding budgets. The adoption and the Safe Families Act, set in motion by President Bill Clinton, offered cash bonuses to the states for every child they adopted out of foster care. In order to receive the adoption incentive bonuses, local child protective services need more children. They must have merchandise that sell, and you must have plenty of them so the buyer can choose. Some counties are known to give a $4,000 bonus for each child adopted and an additional $2,000 for a special needs child. Employees work to keep the federal dollars flowing. The National Center on Abuse of Children and Neglect in 1998 reported that six times as many children died in foster care than in the general public, and that once removed to official safety, these children are far more likely to suffer abuse, including sexual molestation, than in the general population. Did you get that? She said the death rate was six times as high for these children once they're taken into this protective custody of the state. Now, I'm still quoting from her that according to the California Little Hoover Commission report in 2003, 30 to 70% of the children in California group homes do not belong there and should not have been removed from their homes. Poor parents oftentimes are targeted to lose their children because they do not have the wherewithal to hire lawyers and fight the system. Being poor does not mean that you're not a good parent, or that you do not love your child, or that your child should be removed and placed with strangers. Now, in the document, Schaefer makes it clear that organizations such as the Second Mile procure their underage victims by making children wards of the state. CPS has unchecked legal authority to remove children with or without cause. Subsequently, CPS and their partners, the corrupt juvenile court judges, can place these children wherever they see fit. The Franklin House, Boys Town, Elm House, the Second Mile Foundation, where unimaginable horrors we know have taken place. Now, whether you know this or not, Nancy Schaefer, who was a state representative and was fighting this fight, and then she lost her next election because the whole establishment was coming out against her. She was having death threats. She had conducted an investigation herself of over 300 families, and she said that CPS was manufacturing evidence, blatantly lying, taking children from families where there was no just cause, leaving children with families that were in horrendous conditions. She was found dead in 2010. Her husband, they said, had shot her and then shot himself, although there were devout Christians and I guess you would say upper middle class. And it was ruled a murder-suicide. She said, to those naive people who could never believe that the leaders of the world could be complicit in participating in the elite-controlled sex rings of the planet, I would say that this article does not even come close to doing justice to the depth of this satanically inspired practice. And you know, something else that has emerged from all this, which is fascinating, and I didn't know this, Andrew Breitbart had made before his death some very interesting comments about the Podestas. He seemed to have a straight out hatred for these for John Podesta. And then, as you know, the strange occurrence where he died, and then, you know, later the a coroner that done his autopsy ended up poisoned. So I'm just saying, you can find that. Actually, I had the audio for that, but it wasn't radio friendly. So, but there's a video out there, The Real Reason Breitbart Was Killed. And it seems to link straight to Pizzagate. Now, I wanted, while we were on the subject, to just take a little bit and go down memory lane. You may remember the 1983 Congressional Page sex scandal, or you may not. Because, well, they don't beat you over the head with repeating that story, do you? To you do that. It was a political scandal in the United States involving members of the United States House of Representatives. We'll run that down on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We'll be right back.
We're back on the alternative media, Farron in the studio. This is Radio for Truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. Now, I was just running down a little bit of the history, which we could spend the whole 3 hours on, but I just wanted to remind everyone of the 1983 Congressional Page sex scandal, where two members of Congress were engaged in sexual relations with minors, and the, you know, let's see, what was the two? Crane, Representative Crane, and Representative Studs, S-T-U-D-D-S. And Studs continued to be reelected until his retirement in 1997. you know, and then we got Dennis Hastert. Remember that? Dennis Hastert, who I think he's doing some time right now. Now, you may remember Tom DeLay made news about a year ago. It was June of 2015. Former U.S. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay claims the Justice Department has drafted a memo that spells out dozens of perversions, including bestiality and pedophilia, that it wants to legalize. He said, "We found a secret memo coming out of the Justice Department." Newsmax ran this story, and they're going after 12 perversions, things like bestiality, having sex with little boys, and they want to make all of that legal. Tom DeLay said on the Steve Malzberg show on Newsmax TV. So this is the direction that they would like, and that's just a year old story. I wonder if they would have the list here of the 12. He said he did not list the other 9 perversions he said are mentioned in the Justice Department memo. He did not share it with Newsmax. Isn't that interesting? You know, when we talk about these emails and some of their references to Moloch, isn't it interesting, a little tidbit to throw in there, that Bohemian Grove was formed in 1872? Did you know, after you are a member for 40 years, you move up in the ranks and you're able to go to a special events that others aren't able to take part in? I've actually, you know, Bohemian Grove's got its own printing press. It's got its own a winery. And I've got some of the they call them plays, but I've got several of their playbooks. They print them, and they're really nice. They're hardback. Over the years, some of them dating back, you know, into the 20s and 30s and then the 50s and then a couple out of the 70s. And it's interesting to read these plays, that these are the plays that they act out. You know, they wear the costumes, they act out. It's not just the cremation of care that they do. They do other plays as well. But they're all just awash in occultism. We're coming up on the top of the hour break. We'll continue on the other side. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is the alternative media, exposing government.